Now on BBC Radio 4, the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Thursday, the 20th of February. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Atsara, South Atsara, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Fisher, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. New low expected 100 miles west of Bailey 955 by 1800 Thursday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Atsara, South Atsara. Southeasterly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 in East Viking and North Atsara. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty 4th, south or southeast 6 to gale 8, veering southwest 4 to 6 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger, south 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight, south or southeast veering southwest later 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Fisher, fair, then occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, Northwest Biscay. South or Southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Plymouth and Northwest Biscay. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Biscay, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Southeast Trafalgar, variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly 4 to 6 later, fair, good. Northwest Trafalgar, southeast Fitzroy, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Northwest Fitzroy, Sole, southerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in West Sole, and later also northwest Fitzroy, occasional rain, moderate or poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, south or southwest 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times, rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, south or southwest 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 at times, thundery showers, moderate or poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, south or southeast veering southwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 at first in Rockall, then increasing severe gale 9 at times, rain or thundery showers, moderate or poor. Bailey, southeasterly 5 to 7, veering southerly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later in west, rain or thundery showers, moderate or poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, southerly or southeasterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, in northeast Fair Isle, veering southwesterly later, rain then showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, southeasterly becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, then southerly 7 to severe gale 9 later, rain, good, occasionally poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300, Tyree Automatic, south-southeast 8, rain 4 miles, 994 falling more slowly, Stornoway, southeast 4, 19 miles, 996 falling, Lerwick, south-southeast 7, recent precipitation, 3 miles, 1,007 falling. Wick Automatic, south-southeast 6, mist, 2 miles, 1,002 falling more slowly. Aberdeen, south by east 6, mist, 1 mile, 1,006 falling. Lucas, southeast 3, rain, 1.5 miles, 1,005 falling. Boomer, south-southeast 5, slight rain, 1.5 miles, 1,008 falling. Bridlington, south-southeast 5, 1,012 falling. Sendetti Light Vessel Automatic, south by west 4, 2 miles, 1,017. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 2 miles, 1,017. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, north 1, 1,015 now falling. Jersey, south 4, 9 miles, 1,016, rising more slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, south-southeast 6, 5 miles, 1,014. Scilly automatic, south-southwest 7, slight rain, 1 mile, 1,009, now rising. Milford Haven, south by west 6, heavy drizzle, 1,600 meters, 1,007, falling more slowly. Aberporth, south by east 5, drizzle, 1 mile, 1,006, falling slowly. Valley, south by east 7, slight rain, 5 miles, 1,004, falling. Liverpool Crosby, southeast by south 4, slight rain, 1.5 miles, 1,007, falling. Valentia, south 5, slight showers, 1 mile, 996, falling slowly. Ronaldsway, south-southeast 6, recent rain, 5 miles, 1,003, falling. Malinhead, south by east 6, 24 miles, 994, falling more slowly. Macrahanish automatic, southeast by south 7, rain, 1 mile, 998, falling more slowly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Wednesday, the 19th of February. General situation, the south to southeasterly airflow currently affecting most of the UK will gradually veer southwesterly during the next 24 hours. The wind will be strong in most areas, with gales affecting parts of the north and west. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, south or southeast, veering southwest later, 5 to 7, occasionally 4 in Moray Firth and gale 8 elsewhere. Rain at times, then showers. Good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, south or southeast, veering southwest for a time later, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Rain at times, then showers later. Good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly for a time, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north. Rain at times, then showers later. Good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, south, veering southwest for a time later, 4 to 6, occasional rain, then showers, becoming mainly fair later. Good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southerly 4 or 5, increasing 6 for a time, occasional rain. Good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsabil, southerly 4 or 5, veering southwesterly 5 or 6 for a time, occasional rain. Good, occasionally poor. Selsabil to Lyme Regis, south or southwest 5 or 6, occasionally 4 later, occasional rain. Good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, southerly or southwesterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 in west, and 4 later, occasional rain. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in west and 4 in east, occasional rain becoming fair for a time. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel, south or southwest 5 or 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time, rain at times, perhaps thundery, becoming fair later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, southerly or southeasterly 5 to 7, veering southwesterly 6 to gale 8 for a time, rain at times, perhaps thundery, becoming mainly fair later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, south or southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6, backing south or southeast later, rain at times, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally poor. Lochfall to Carlingford Lock, south or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, rain at times, then showers, perhaps thundery, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first and 4 later. Rain at times, then thundery showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintar to Arden American Point, south or southeast, veering southwest, 6 to gale 8, then backing south 5 to 7 later. Rain at times, then thundery showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Arden American Point to Cape Wrath, south or southeast 7 to severe gale 9, veering southwest 6 to gale 8, backing south later. Rain at times, then thundery showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, southerly or southeasterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in northeast, veering southwesterly 5 to 7 later. Occasional rain, then showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. And that's all from us here at BBC Radio 4 for tonight. I am Neil Nunes, wishing you a good night.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Roger Hearing, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Melbourne and New York. Coming up on the programme, a quantum leap. Microsoft says it's made a breakthrough in computing power that could revolutionise its speed. Also, can putting a bounty on mosquitoes help stop an outbreak of dengue fever in the Philippines? The Trump administration effectively ends the congestion charging system in New York City just a month after it started. How the new clampdown on undocumented migrants in the US is causing problems for many US businesses. And Kentucky Fried Chicken isn't going to be from Kentucky anymore. They're moving the headquarters to Texas. What will that mean? Business Matters coming up after the news.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. European leaders have reacted sharply to President Trump's denunciation of Ukraine's President Zelensky as a dictator without elections. The British Prime Minister Keir Starmer telephoned Mr. Zelensky to express his support for him after Mr. Trump said that Kyiv was to blame for Russia's full-scale invasion. Our political correspondent Joe Pike reports.
Sir Keir Starmer said President Zelensky was Ukraine's democratically elected leader, and it was perfectly reasonable to suspend elections during war times. This was in response to President Trump appearing to suggest Ukraine actually started the war, and President Zelensky was a dictator because he didn't hold elections last year. The Ukrainian president's term did expire last May, but voting was legally suspended because of the war. Sir Keir is due to travel to Washington for his first face-to-face meeting with President Trump next week.
Chancellor Scholz of Germany said labelling Volodymyr Zelensky a dictator was wrong and dangerous. President Zelensky has again said that overall cooperation with the United States was crucial for Ukraine. He said he was counting on the courage of Ukrainians, European unity, and the pragmatism of America.
I count on Ukrainian unity, on our Ukrainian courage, on our relations with partners, on the unity of Europe, and on the pragmatism of America. America that needs success as much as we all do. Success unites. Our unity is what best protects our future.
Mr. Zelensky is due to meet the US envoy for Russia and Ukraine, Keith Kellogg, on Thursday. In its latest rollback of Biden-era environmental policies, the Trump administration has ordered an end to congestion charging in New York City. The measure attempts to limit traffic by charging drivers $9 a